English and French programming for children ages 4 to 12. Campers participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and activities with special weekly guests. ASSA staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at assascamps.ca.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. This episode, the theme is going to be, like, death grind, brutal death metal, slam, just that kind of vibe, like that super heavy shit. I'm just feeling it. I'm going to start with just a straight up death grind song, because Deterioration put out a split recently, and I really like Deterioration, and I need to get 10% new songs, so we're starting with that, but then we're moving into some Glossectomy, which is this super sick band from Japan with Viscera and Fest members. I didn't even know they were in it until I looked up the Metal Archives recently, but that's why it's really good. And then we got some Putridity and a really good slam band that is, like, incredibly underrated. There's, like, two people who also have this album on Bandcamp. They're called Constriction. Anyway, please enjoy the music.
Hey. I don't know about you guys, but me, I've had it up to here. There are some 40-odd homicides a day on our streets. There are over 2 million illegal guns in this city. Man, that's enough guns to invade a whole damn country with. They shoot a cop in our city without even thinking twice about it. Oh, come on. I mean, you guys ride the subway. How much more of this grief we're gonna stand for? How many more locks we gotta put on our goddamn doors? Now, we ain't got the police, the prosecutors, the courts, or the prisons. I mean, it's over. The books don't balance. We are a statistic. Now, I'm telling you. You can't go to the corner and buy a pack of cigarettes after dark, because you know the punks and the scum on the street when the sun goes down. And our own government can't protect its own people. Then I say this, pal. The moral obligation, the right of self-preservation. Run. Hide. We can start to live like human beings again. This is our Waterloo, baby. Do you want your city back? Dig it. Take it!
Thank you. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah.
That was Vigilante and Bird Island Justice, both by Deterioration. Impendments from Dysplasia by Glossectomy. Conceived Through Vermination by Putridity. And Intimacy... sorry, I'm choking on spit. And Intimacy Wound by Constriction. Right now, I'm looking for a new job because I am currently a line cook, and that shit is miserable. And half the employees that are kind of good at their job have left, and the other ones who haven't already left are planning on leaving. So I'm joining them because I'm not about to run this store by myself. Anyway, I've been trying to apply for jobs before I, you know, hand in my 2 weeks. And fuck writing cover letters, dude. Like, you know, it makes sense in theory. Like, oh, let me explain why my resume is so good and why you should consider me. But like, dude, the amount of cover letters I have to fucking write in one night is ridiculous at this point. I don't want to keep writing personalized fucking letters for every job I apply to. I'm so sick of it. But also, I want the job, so I gotta do it. I don't know, that's just, I guess that's like some first world problem. Just bitching about, you know, applying for jobs. I'm gonna stop talking about jobs and talk about jobless activities. Fucking Oblivion Remastered. It's so good. I talked about it last time, but I can't help it. It is just so much fucking fun, and I can't get over how much a remaster just brings the game forward. Like, they literally just had to make it look better, and I was instantly more invested, because like, I couldn't get into it before just because I didn't play it when I was younger, so I wasn't able to adapt to the fucked up, like, weird graphics and voice acting and whatnot. Either way, point is, I think, well, that has me thinking that if they were to do a Fallout New Vegas remaster, that would go crazy. That's the popular opinion. I think everyone fucks with that. Now, call me controversial. I recently played through the first Fallout, like, the top-down one where you click through a fucking map and, like, dialogue options. And it's really cool. It's not amazing. It's definitely very, very dated. But that's my point. That game is incredibly dated, and there's a lot of really cool shit in it. And I would like to see it remastered and turned into something, because the story in it is fascinating. Like, I mean, it's the first Fallout game. They have to justify and explore the world that is Fallout. Instead of, you know, by like Fallout 4, they're just throwing you in. They're not, you know, explaining or exploring the ideas that ghouls might have, or like how mutants approach things. They're just going to go, guys, look, it's the Brotherhood of Steel. Don't we like the Brotherhood of Steel? I hate the Brotherhood of Steel. I hate them. Anyway, point is, I think that the first Fallout would be great. Like, fully remastered, 3D graphics, completely new game, same story, same, like, dialogue options, everything, but just brought to a modern audience, basically. Man, the final boss in that game is so creative and cool. I won't spoil it. You should play Fallout 1. And all I can tell you about the final boss that isn't spoiler-ish, I guess, is you should thoroughly explore the world. Talk to everybody, you know, engage in it, and you will have a very good time. Anyway, I'm gonna play more music. Oh! was Christian castration by rotting, repulsed by a vaginal reek by inveracity, celestial excretions, not excretions, excretions, and fourth blessed gorge, both by orchidectomy, and festering colonic secretion by anal bleeding. I don't know if any other students can relate to what I'm about to say, but like it is crazy. As soon as the summer hits, like a fog leaves my mind. Like I become so much more like mentally clear and coherent and just a much more well-adjusted person, if that makes sense. Like I'm just able to handle more. I'm no longer fucking stressing over everything constantly, and I've just actually got time to do anything at all. That being said, as much as it fucking makes my life miserable, I live among fucking cockroaches right now. There are four people stuffed into a shitty fucking two-bedroom apartment. I cannot afford to fix my anemia because I cannot afford iron supplements. So I'm always sleepy, and I've skipped meals some nights because I cannot afford to eat.
I am going to stop bitching about my poverty and play songs again, though.
after using the body for sexual purposes, he would then be involved for a couple weeks with the use of the body parts and then the storage and the cleanup. Said he was often, quote, too tired or, quote, didn't have the time, unquote, to find another victim.
That was Slit Your Guts by Cryptopsy, Shrine of Moria by Liturgy, Molesting the Decapitated by... Molesting the Decapitated by Devourment, Atonement by Disgorge, and Sculpted in Flesh by Deaden. I have not been doing new episodes. It's been reruns lately, and I'm sorry about that. I've just been very depressed because I'm a fucking bum. I quit my job. And then I was like, well, shit. And I mean, you heard the last blurb. I'm already poor as fuck. So I've been really scrounging to make it by. And unfortunately, in the midst of that, I didn't really think about the little funny radio show I do on the side. Sorry. But anyway, I got a job. I'm in a better place right now. I've been playing Fallout New Vegas in my free time. And I am back, supposedly. Hopefully it lasts. Yeah, like, this most recent segment, like the last five songs, they're in a separate recording, basically. Like, the first time I started recording this in May, it has been a whole month. Like, I thankfully the song I chose for my like new content literally came out like 2 days before, or I'd have to refine that and do a couple more lines and fix that. But yeah, May 11th was when I was recording this. So, yeah, anyway, I'm going to play one last song because I'm one CanCon short. Sorry about my my laziness. Please enjoy this last song. It is by Gut Rot.
If a being suffers, there can be no moral justification for refusing to take that suffering into consideration. No matter what the nature of the being, the principle of equality requires that one suffering can be counted equally with the like suffering of any other being. Speciesists allow the interests of their own species to override the greater interests of members of other species. In each case, the pattern is identical. Humans who have power exploit those who lack it.
Provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The food bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau building. For entry into the food bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing